Narrated Uthman bin Mohab. A man came to perform the Hajj to Allah's house. Seeing some people sitting, he said, "Who are these sitting people?" Somebody said, "They are the Quraysh people." He said, "Who is the old man?" They said, "Ibn Umar." He went to him and said, "I want to ask you about something. Will you tell me about it? I ask you with the respect due to the sanctity of this sacred house. Do you know that Uthman bin Affan fled on the day of Uhud?" Ibn Umar said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know that he, that is Uthman, was absent from the Battle of Badr and did not join it?" Ibn Umar said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know that he was absent from Ar-Ridwan pledge, that is Bay'ah, pledge at the Hudaybiyah, and did not witness it?" Ibn Umar replied, "Yes." He then said, "Allahu Akbar." Ibn Umar said, "Come along. I will inform you and explain to you what you have asked. As for the flight of Uthman on the day of the Battle of Uhud, I testify that Allah forgave him. As regards his absence from the Battle of Badr, he was married to the daughter of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and she was ill. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to him, 'Stay with your sick wife, and you will get a reward and a share of the booty similar to a man who has fought the Battle of Badr.' As for his absence from the Ar-Ridwan pledge, if there had been anybody more respected by the Meccans than Uthman bin Affan, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would surely have sent the man instead of Uthman. So the Prophet sent him, that is, Uthman, to Mecca, and Ar-Ridwan pledge took place after Uthman had gone to Mecca. The Prophet, peace be upon him, raised his right hand, saying, 'This is the hand of Uthman,' and clapped it over his other hand and said, 'This is for Uthman.' Ibn Umar then said to the man, 'Go now,' after taking this information.